Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And my goodness, I pray it is food, real food for you, because God's Word is living, it's active, it has such power to change our lives if we listen to it. I remember as a child, I'd hear somebody read from the scriptures and didn't make any sense to me. But as I grew, when I was around 12, I began to say, well, this says something. It says more than I know. And through the years, the Word became alive for me. And God wants to do that for you. See, I don't mean literally, but seriously, take God's Word and listen. Listen. The first reading for today is from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Hark, my lover, here he comes, springing across the mountains, leaping across the hills. My lover is like a gazelle or a young stag. Here he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattices. My lover speaks. He says to me, arise, my beloved, my dove, my beautiful one, and come. For see, the winter is past. The rains are over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of pruning the vines has come, and the song of the dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth its figs, and the vines in bloom give forth fragrance. Arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret recesses of the cliff, let me see you, let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and you are lovely. What a prayer. What a prayer. Can we come to love God like that? Yes, we can. To open our hearts to Him, not just our minds, but our hearts to Him. Listen to His Word. See how He guides us, what He wants to give us. Psalm 33 tells us, exalt you just in the Lord. Sing to Him a new song. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp, with the ten-stringed lyre, chant his praises. Sing to him a new song. Pluck the strings skillfully with shouts of gladness. But the plan of the Lord stands forever, the design of his heart through all generations. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He has chosen for His own inheritance. Our soul, your soul, my soul, our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in Him our hearts rejoice. In His holy name we trust. Read that to yourselves again. Are you trusting God? Are you asking Him to draw you closer to Himself? Are you praying for the Holy Spirit to guide you into the heart of Jesus? Every day, ask Him that. God wants to draw closer to you. This can be the greatest gift you've ever given God at Christmas. He gave Himself to us as a baby, so that we wouldn't be frightened or run away. Brothers and sisters, He loves you. You. You say, well, I didn't do anything great in life, but did you love God? Yes. Yes. Keep going. Please, brothers and sisters, don't squander your life just on the things of this world. Much of it God has given us, and we rejoice in that. But that's not the end. The end is to see the face of Jesus Christ, of the Son of God Himself, three persons in one. O brothers and sisters, let us prepare for that day. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary set out in those days and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Brothers and sisters, He's right with us, and He's going to come to us again this Christmas. He loves us. He wants us to draw near to Him. It is never too late to turn back to Him. It is never too late. Please, even today, if you've been far away from the Lord or just kind of lukewarm before the Lord, just go to your room, your bedroom, wherever is quiet, and you just say to the Lord, "Lord, I want to know you better. I'm not just commemorating something that happened thousands of years ago. This is for me. You come for us. I want to be near to you. I don't know how to do it. Will you help me?" I'll just ask you that each day. Please help me. And God will hear you. He really will hear you. If you mean it, if you honestly mean that, it's not the words, it's the attitude of the heart. And if you reach out to Him in that way, He will hear you. Brothers and sisters, our God is an amazing God. He loves us. He loves us even more than we can imagine. Brothers and sisters, that's you and I. Make this Christmas different than any other Christmas. Let it be focused on the child. Yes, there should be time for presents. Yes, all that. But first, let us turn to the Lord and thank Him. Thank Him for His goodness. I remember when I was growing up, my grandmother, my dad's mother, was a very, very devout Catholic. And she would pray the rosary, and she would have us come over, my brother and I, to her room, and we'd pray the rosary together. And there was something about my grandmother that I just kept watching. And I knew that she loved the Lord. She spent many days just quietly sitting by the window as she got older and older. But I think she knew what she was doing. She was asking the Lord to help her, asking the Lord to receive her. And that's what we want. We want to have confidence in God. We want to know that He's right here now. He hears you. He knows you. If you sinned, simply right now, go to confession, of course, But right now, say, Lord God, please, please help me. Please help me to get rid of my sin. Please help me to turn to you more. You will give Christ no more blessed gift than that. It's the most blessed thing you could do if you need to do that. Or if you've grown lukewarm and you're just about the holiday, the vacation, what it's most of all about is that Jesus came to this world to save you and to save me. And he knows us by name. He knows everything about us. And he loves you right now. Even when you're in great difficulty, just say, Lord, I know you're here. I don't see you. I don't hear you. But I know you're here. Please give me wisdom, or please give me help, or please give me the grace to ask for forgiveness. You could do no better thing than that for this Christmas. Let it be a time of reconciliation, a time of new life, a time of love among your family. Turn to him, and he will hear you. God is so good. And I don't mean that it will happen immediately. God has his own timetable. Sometimes it's hard to figure out. But just tell him every day that you love him and you want to follow him, even if you've never done it before. The Word of God is active. It isn't just words on a page. It has the power to change your life and to change mine. Perhaps even I could say that at this Christmas, may this be the beginning of a new life for you, a new life with Christ, with your family, all together. What joy you would bring to God's heart, what hope you would bring to God, in a sense. What joy you would bring to him. Brothers and sisters, he hears every word. He knows every thought in your mind. Open your heart to him. May this be a Christmas like no Christmas you've ever had. May it be a Christmas where you give your life to God again, more and more. Do whatever it is that you can. It will be the greatest Christmas gift that God could receive in this life. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to him. And together, may we stand before God one day together and tell him how much we love him for what he has done for us. Do you know that's true? This is true. God wants you with him forever in heaven. Open your hearts. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.